Next, we go to MOCRA na Foirme, and I'm delighted to say that we're joined on the line by National President of MOCRA, Elaine Houlihan. They are calling on the government to deliver long-promised rural housing guidelines. Elaine, thank you for joining us, and tell us about these guidelines and why you feel they need to be urgently published now.
Firstly, thanks so much for having me on. I suppose just a bit of background in regards to the guidelines. We carried out consultation across our membership, and the biggest inconsistency that was there for young people having a future in rural Ireland was planning when it came to wanting to build, and the inconsistencies that are there. We have lobbied the government. They promised the delivery of the new rural guidelines because it's nearly two decades since they have been reviewed. This was supposed to be done before Christmas. Unfortunately, it wasn't delivered. It's supposed to be delivered here at the end of Q2, so that's the end of June. Mm-hmm. And so, look, we're hopeful. We're going to wait and see. If not, we'll be coming back out. I'm actually here up in Dublin today at the National Economic Dialogue, and I'll actually be talking to Minister Dara O'Brien about this.
You talk about inconsistencies when it comes to planning applications or rulings on planning applications for housing in country areas. What do you mean by inconsistencies?
It seems that every county council has a different guideline, or it's down to the planners to themselves that if they like your house or not, you'll get it. Like, for instance, there is a situation in MOCRA where two siblings applied for planning permission. I think the houses were about 200-300 metres apart. Identical housing. Identical two-storey house. One was refused and one was granted, just down to having two different planners on the day. So, like, it just doesn't make sense. There needs to be consistency there so people can actually see a future. Like, look at the amount of people that we have going to Australia, Canada, and leaving the country. It's all down, and the main reason for them, we did a march from Athy to Dublin there a few weeks ago, and we got videos sent to us from abroad of our members why they left. And the biggest message that we got back on them videos was planning.
Planning.
They couldn't get planning. They couldn't get planning. This is the thing, like, it's people want to have a future in rural Ireland, but unfortunately the way it's going with the local authorities and our government, there isn't one.
The Department of Housing has said about these rural housing guidelines, whenever they are introduced, and as you said, they are due to be published at the end of this month, that things are a lot different than they were back in 2005. There have been major changes to the planning system. We have to take into account our obligations when it comes to protecting the environment and the climate, and that the draft guidelines, when they are published, need to address all these complex environmental issues, while also providing a framework for the sustainable management of housing in rural areas. And I suppose maybe in because we are in a climate crisis, maybe we have to be mindful that rural housing may not always be appropriate, given the fact that we want people to be less reliant on their cars, that they should be living closer to amenities, they should be closer to shops, to schools and other services.
Yeah, no, look, Drata, I fully understand that things have changed and our membership do too as well. And like as you said about climate and all that, it's the young people that are adapting. We're the ones that are helping with this. So all we want is a future in our villages. We want a future in rural Ireland. Like, as you were saying there, that maybe it's not an option to have rural communities. That's like saying, are we going to close down rural communities? Do we not want people to live there? Yes, there is houses there, but people are currently in them. There isn't houses for sale either. They're fairly scarce and not affordable. So that is the one thing. It's now having the guidelines. If we have them out in front of us, we know what we can do. That's what we want. We just want them delivered so we can see where our future is going forward.
Elaine, and I should say again that we are speaking to Elaine Houlihan, National President of MOCRA na Foirme. You said at the start of our interview that you'll be meeting the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, this morning at an event. Tell us about this event and why it's important.
I suppose, look, it's the National Economic Dialogue event here in Dublin. It's just really a sit down. There's numerous breakout rooms where you get the opportunity to meet with different ministers and kind of voice your opinion just before the budget. It's an interesting event, but some people might find it a bit boring.
No, it sounds very, very important. And I imagine the first question you'll be asking Minister O'Brien is when these rural housing guidelines will be published.
Top of the list. We need to see them. There's no point, like, members are throwing money out, applying for planning permission and getting nowhere. We just need to get these guidelines, see where we stand, and actually see if we have a future in rural Ireland, and we want one.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking to Elaine Houlihan, National President of Máirchín Fhoirme, which has been calling on the government to deliver the long-promised rural housing guidelines. As you heard her say at the start of our interview, the guidelines were due to be published before Christmas, but were delayed until the second quarter of this year. So they are due. Whether it'll happen or not is another thing, but they're due to be published in June. Elaine said that she says one of the major issues they need to address is planning inconsistency.